Well, coming into Green Bay, we knew from an offense standpoint we needed to execute. Defense has been playing, you know, extremely well the past, you know, few weeks. So we knew we had to run the ball. If we ran the ball on them, it was going to set up some passing lanes for Nick, which he executed pretty well.
We're here for one reason only, boy. Just dominate, man. Dominate. Again, lead the team, man. Put them on our back.
Yep.
Put a team on our back, man.
Yep.
Let's win this game.
Yep.
Here we go. Dominate on three. 1, 2, 3. Dominate.
I think confidence is very key. You know, you can't be too jittery, too nervous, too hyped up. Because at the end of the day, I mean, you're playing football.
Time for the opening kickoff. Brandon Boykin is deep as Mason Crosby kicks it 9 yards deep, and Boykin takes the knee.
It is third down and 14. Pulls his back. Looking. Steps up. He is pumping. Looking. And pulled down. He will lose 2 yards, and the Eagles will have to punt.
Offense went out there. You kind of get a feel for what the defense is doing. And defense came out and held them to a field goal in which they missed.
The kick is away, and the kick is fluttering, and the kick is...
Anytime defense does that, we know that we have to step up. Second drive, we move the ball more efficiently and more effectively.
Holes takes the snap, fakes to McCoy. He's back. He looks. He is going deep. It is caught by Jackson on a deflection, and he's in for the touchdown.
I think early in the game, the more momentum you can get really drives you throughout the game. So having a big play early really gets the confidence level up. And I think Nick and Deshaun, you know, do that perfectly for us.
We never saw Seneca Wallace injured, but evidently he was, because Scott Tolzien, who was just elevated from the practice squad this week, is getting action. Tolzien calling for the football. Eagles offside. Tolzien comes firing deep, and it is caught all the way across the 40 down to the 35 by Jared Boykin. Catch.
Tolzien comes in, and you know they have a 36-yard reception, which is big momentum for them, and they get close to the goal line.
Tolzien takes a low snap, pumps, fires, and it is intercepted in the end zone. Coming in along the far sideline to the 30. Hunts back at the 25 is Boykin.
Boykin steps in and makes a pick, and I thought he's going to be a pick six, but he made a great return on it.
Neither team has been sizzling so far today. Eagles have dodged a couple of bullets.
We came in at halftime 10-3. We knew it was going to be a tough game to finish out. So we came out. We knew that the offense had to step up, put some points on the board. Riley had a huge touchdown. Nick threw it across the middle.
Bull takes the crown, goes back, looks, loads up, going deep for Riley Cooper, who catches it and rolls into the end zone. Touchdown!
Tolzien back, looks over the middle. He's pumping, he's rolling, he's sidearms it. It is deflected and intercepted. Intercepted by D'Amico Ryans.
So D'Amico comes up with a big interception, which puts the offense into good field position. Alex came up with a big-time field goal and, get a few points on the board and get a lead. You can't really slow down, because in the NFL, people can score really quick.
Tolzien back, he pumps, he looks, he is going deep, and it is caught in for a touchdown.
After the Packers scored, we knew that we needed to make it a three-possession game. I think Nick, dropped back and Riley ran a post corner, got wide open for us.
Holes, fakes, he's back, he's looking, he is floating into Riley Cooper, inside the 10, in for a touchdown! Now many of these loyal fans, and they are great fans, but some of them are starting for the exits.
I think we've been playing a lot better, executing a lot more. I think anytime you go on the road and get a win, it's very hard to do in the NFL.
That'll wrap things up today. Next Sunday, the Eagles are home against the Washington Redskins.
We're 5-5 now. We want to get a win here at home for the fans. Our first game kind of caught them off guard. But coming around, second game, I think they're going to throw a few wrinkles in there. Obviously, Robert Griffin's playing a lot better, getting healthy. So, coming in, it's going to be a grinder. We really need this win here, here at home.
Coming up on Inside the Season, presented by Verizon Wireless, the legendary body bag game between the Eagles and Redskins is highlighted, and Coach Bob Bicknell talks about his flourishing players at the wide receiver position. There are many different ways for players to keep in shape during the offseason. For cornerback Curtis Marsh, he prefers to counterpunch opposing wide receivers by training inside the ropes with his own corner man.
What's going on?
Hey, what's happening? How you feeling today?
I'm good. So what we got today?
All right, we're going to do a little bit of floor work.
Okay.
And boxing. We're going to do a little bit of strength and conditioning, a little bit. This is the cardio. I'm going to set my stations up. I'm just going to get right to the box and right after that.
So you ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
Let's go.
You got 20 seconds on each spot, each circuit. All right, let's begin. Under and go. Boom. Boom. Beautiful. Chin over the bar. And go. Explode. Flip it your foot. Flip it that foot. Like you throwing it right hand. Move them feet quick. Good. Right back. Go. Keep that wave going. Keep them arms rotating. Time. Look at that footwork. Beautiful. Box is about flexibility. And then arms add up on that field. Time. Good. Get a little water break. 1 minute rest. Now we're going into the boxing part. We're just going to do a routine on the heavy bag where you're just moving his hands. Then so when I blow the whistle, now you throw your combinations. Ah! Work the bag. Get around the bag. Ah! And time. Control that bag. Beautiful. Control the jab. Control the jab. I want to see some footwork. Get around that bag. Get around that bag. Double that hook up sometimes. Boom, boom. Put your body into it. Bang. Good. Bang it out. Bang it out, Curtis. Bang it out. Bang it out. Time. A fighter should be in the gym no more than an hour. You know, because you don't fight no 2 and 3 hours. You don't have to train your body that long. I can give you a 45-minute workout and it seemed like you was in here for 2 hours. The next thing we're going to do is we're going to do pad work. Same thing, eyes and hands coordination. You really got to be focused and paying attention when you do this workout because I also throw punches back at you. So you got to keep his hands up and you got to keep his eyes on me. Jab, 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 jab. Two jabs right hand, roll. Bang, right hand, left foot. Ah, ah, beautiful. Two jabs right hand, jab. Two jabs right hand, roll. Ha, right hand, left foot. Ah, ah, block, block. Body, body. Once you roll, good. Move your feet, two jabs. Good, move around the ring. Come on, let's go. Don't cross your feet. If you cross your feet like this, you're gonna trip, you're gonna get burnt. So you gotta, keep them feet apart. Footwork, good. Ha, don't jump, step. Boom, you're not supposed to see the right hand. Bop, bop, see? Keep rolling, faster, faster, faster. Keep rolling, son. Damn. When they see you like that, they say, you know what they're going to say? You know what? We're going to go right to him because, look, he got his mouth open. Look at him. You know what I mean? So your face expression tells it all. Even when you're tired, you can't show it in your face. You can't be going to the back, to the sideline like this because you know what they're going to say? Soon you get back in the game, let's go right to him because he's tired. If you can get through this workout, and once you get up to 3 rounds without a break, I know you're in shape. Get on them toes. Get on toes. Give me a bounce. Good. Right hand, left foot. Beautiful. Body, body. Squat. Good. Pivot that foot. Ah. Again. Ah. Beautiful. Ah. Beautiful. Ah. Time. Good work. Good work. Curtis. Good work. Good job. Good job, man. Good job.
Thanks again.
That cardio is getting up, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's getting up there.
This is real. This is the real deal. This is how you become a beast. I'm just letting you know. You got to be the best, you know? When you ain't here, this is the extra work. This is the work that nobody sees. This is the extra work that I do to get better so I can get to the Pro Bowl. And best believe I'm going to get there, so. This is what it takes right here. Nobody would know, but this is what it takes.
This portion of Inside the Season was brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Download the free Dunkin' mobile app today. Inside the Season is brought to you by Verizon Wireless. For Eagles text alerts from Verizon Wireless, text EAGLES to 82565. NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. Dunkin' Donuts. Download the free Dunkin' mobile app today. And by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals, the official hospital of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Redskins quarterback that day was a guy named Kerry Conklin. And Kerry Conklin threw 3 touchdown passes, probably had one of his best career games. And it turned into a game that was an unlikely shootout, but a shootout nonetheless.
It was one of the first games I ever covered when I was a beat writer on the Philadelphia Eagles for the Philadelphia Inquirer. And I thought, Randall Cunningham is not human. What he can do with the football was unbelievable.
It comes down to kind of one play, and in a one play kind of situation, which is where the Eagles were, it makes sense. If you got one bullet left to fire, look for the guy who has the hot hand.
Randall Cunningham had a little of a bad rap where he wasn't maybe the most clutch guy in the world in big spots. Well, he disproved that. Drives the Eagles down the field and throws an absolute seed to Calvin Williams.
This had kind of been Calvin Williams' day, and I think the Eagles were very smart to look for Calvin Williams in that spot, because if he was ever going to make the play that wins the game, that was going to be the day that he was going to make it, and he did.
It's funny. In Philadelphia, we have names for our games. We have the Fog Bowl. We have the Miracle of the Meadowlands. We have the Bounty Bowl.
1990, Eagles-Redskins, the infamous body bag game.
Body bag game.
Body bag game.
The game that always comes to mind with the Redskins is the body bag game.
This was the epitome of that Buddy Ryan defense.
And the Redskins came in. They had already lost their starting quarterback, Mark Rippon, to injury. And so they went with Jeff Rutledge out of the University of Alabama. Well, the Eagles took care of him, and then they threw in Stan Humphries. And the Eagles took care of him. I mean, the Redskins threw them out, and the Eagles demolished them with some of the most ferocious hitting I have ever seen.
Just a bunch of killers on that side of the ball. You know, whether it was Seth Joyner, whether it was Reggie White, Clyde Simmons, Mike Pitts, Jerome Brown, et cetera, et cetera. Not one, not two, not three. Every quarterback is knocked out to the point where future Eagle Brian Mitchell is taking snaps. He hadn't played quarterback since college.
There are a lot of different great moments in the Eagles' history, moments that are embraced by the city. But when you're hauling players off the field.
I mean, the field just strewn with Redskin injured here this evening, and I don't know how it could go much worse for Washington.
That's a night I think that people are putting in their top five.
If there's one game, and there always is that one you identify, because Buddy Ryan makes it a big deal, it's the body bag game when they just started carting players off the field.
If you loved anything about Eagles football, that game kind of encapsulates everything you love about Eagles defense.
After spending the past 3 years as a Buffalo Bills receivers coach, Bob Bicknell joined the Eagles this past February to lead a young and talented receiving core. We caught up with Coach Bicknell as he updates us on the current state of his squad.
Well, a lot of the things I learned about DeSean Jackson that I didn't really understand was he's an extremely intelligent football player. He's a smart kid in general. He picks things up very well, but he understands the game. He knows football. He knows what defenses are trying to do to him, and obviously, he's a great playmaker.
Foles takes the snap, fakes to McCoy. He's back. He looks. He is going deep. It is caught by Jackson on a deflection, and he's in for the touchdown.
You can sense it when you do get him involved, and when he's able to get involved, just the way he's, you know, the energy he has and the plays that he can make. And, you know, it's not easy because teams are going to try and take him away. They know that. But we've done a pretty good job of getting involved, and he's done a great job of being involved in the whole offense. You know, it's not just specialized for DeSean as much as he's a part of the offense and has made his plays happen by preparing and being ready to play.
Foles fakes. He's back. He's looking. He is floating it to Riley Cooper inside the 10, in for a touchdown. Riley Cooper.
It's confidence with Riley. It really is. And he's grown up basically with his confidence in the way that he sees himself as a player. And I've talked to him from day one as, where do you see yourself? And I think it's tough sometimes for these guys to say, well, I see myself as a starter in the NFL, because they're dreaming of being a starter in the NFL, and all of a sudden here it is. And I think he's played great all year, as I grade him as a coach, and I know that, you know, when you catch three touchdowns and have over 100 yards, that's when everybody sees what we've been able to see kind of throughout the year.
Foles takes the snap, he's back, he's looking, he is firing, and it is caught! Nice catch across the 40, up to the 45. With a 22-yard gain.
We all know, or people have probably found out by now, Jason Avant is a real special person. He's a very committed professional. He can teach guys the right way to do things. And, you know, he's just been great to be around. He's got great hands, and you know, sometimes you want to get him involved more and more. And just as we always talk, it'll happen. You know, it all happens in bunches a little bit. But he's just, you know, a great guy to be around and a great pro to have in a room. This is an interesting offense. And to be involved and understand the whole thing is we better know what we're supposed to do, know how to do it, and go out and do it with great effort and be a physical player. And I think, you know, really all of them have tried to do that. The most important thing, I think, is that they all understand what we're trying to do. They understand where the play is trying to go. And whether they're big and fast or you know, whatever their best attribute is, they're able to fit it into our offense. I think that's what they've all done. They've learned the offense. We don't have mental errors. We have, you know, things we can do better, but they have studied and learned the offense, learned the scheme, and I think they've done a good job of that.
This portion of Inside the Season was brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals, the official hospital of the Philadelphia Eagles.
And back we are here at Checkies and Pete's on this Monday night. And with us, we have Eagles defensive lineman Cedric Thornton. Cedric, congratulations, and you just have to feel so proud of the way this defense is developing.
Yes, it's fun to be out there with them guys. Just having a captain like D'Amico and having the vets like Connor and Trent Cole out there playing, just happy to be out there with them guys.
Yeah, how about D'Amico, man? D'Amico needs to get more love. You watch him flow to the ball, you're keeping him clean, and he's making the tackles.
I mean, D'Amico is a heck of a ball player. I mean, I watched him when he played for the Texans, and just to have a linebacker that has a nose for the ball and that's a hard hitter and just going to go after the ball when he sees it. I mean, it's just fun to watch, and I'm just happy out there every Sunday that I know that he's behind me playing.
Yeah, you talk about your defensive line and everybody coming together and you and Benny, and you watch these kids and you look at, you know, I'm just curious about when you see the, now that Benny's taking soaps in New England, how's it been? Because it feels like there's a real good closeness here.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's definitely a brotherhood. I mean, I only played two games with Benny Logan, and I was used to playing with Isaac, but Benny Logan is a heck of a young football player. He's very smart, and he's has a nose for the football, and he's a stout defensive lineman in the middle, and I just like watching him play. He has a lot of energy, and he's definitely, you know, way ahead of some of the rookies out there.
Cedric Thornton is our guest. Cedric, early in the season, this team gave up a lot of points, but as the season has gone on, it's gotten better and better defensively. Was there a point where you felt something click, where you felt it coming together? You haven't given up more than 21 points in 6 weeks.
Just the mentality that we take. We go out there every Sunday, and we don't expect guys to score on us. That's, when they score on us, it's like something that we did wrong. And we don't put it in the coaches' hands. We put it in players individually to go out there and just stay mentally focused and do an individual perfection in our techniques and our craft and just handle our business individually and just know that when we do that individually, it's going to all come together.
How tough is the job this week with a quarterback like RG3 who can run, who can pass, who is big, who does so many things well?
It's definitely going to be a task, but it's not a task that we're not going to be able to conquer. Definitely RG3 is a better player than he was when we played him the first game. I think we're going to shut the run game down, and I think we're going to make RG3 have to scramble and make some plays outside of the pocket.
And if you do all of that, you will end this home game losing streak.
We definitely want to do that. We definitely want to do that. I mean, we only lost one game on the road, and majority of our losses have came from home. And we just want to win one for the fans and just for us. I think the last game we won at home was Baltimore last year. And we just want to just get out of that funk and just get a win at home and keep the dice rolling our way.
The 6th annual Eagles Blood Drive will take place December 28th at Lincoln Financial Field. Every donor will receive a special Eagles gift and a chance to win a pair of tickets to the 2014 home opener. Make your appointment today.